This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another edition of Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and today we're going to talk sustainable development in Ann Arbor. The Thrive Collaborative's Viridian at County Farms plan development is moving closer to reality, and it's garnering national and international interest. My guest today heads up the Thrive Collaborative and lives in a sustainable net zero energy home in Ann Arbor. Matt Grokoff, welcome back to WEMU.
Hey, it's great to be here.
I just want to set this as a reminder for those who have missed out or maybe forgotten a little bit. Viridian at County Farm along Platte Road is to be developed on a 130-acre Nelson Mead County Farm Park. It's nestled against Britton Woods. It's going to be a 100% all-electric development powered by solar. No gas lines or combustion appliances of any kind. 30% of the landscape is to be dedicated to food production. It's to include a multifunctional community barn, greenhouse, retail center with coffee shop, a full-service farm stop grocery, and it's going to include living spaces that touch on a variety of price ranges, touching on the need for more affordable housing. As a summary, do I have that about right?
Pretty much, yeah. This is a really dynamic and very complex project,
right,
and we're trying to use it as a platform to see what we can change. Avalon Housing is developing another portion of the project, so a lot of those things that you're saying, we're going to push in the future to see what we can do to get that into the affordable housing as well. But we're solving a lot of things here.
Well, it was back in 2017 the County Board of Commissioners chose to sell the land for this visionary development over several other proposals, and it's slowly been winding its way through the process that will eventually make it a reality. On October 24th, Thrive Collaborative submitted site plans and PUD zoning to the City of Ann Arbor for Viridian at County Farm. Is there a time frame on that?
Yeah, we hope to be able to get to City Council by the end of March, April, that time period.
And then what happens?
Ah, so much happens. It's still happening. It's happening right now. We're not going through the conventional process. We're really trying to use this as a platform for creativity and collaboration and compassion, but by staying in the same lane in order to make sure that we get this project
approved.
It is
a vision that does not always align with traditional communities.
Yes. I had a meeting with a mayor of Seattle a few years back where he actually said that when they started doing Living Building Challenge and trying to push that through the city of Seattle, they realized that sustainability was illegal. So, and it's nobody's fault. It's we got here. It's a very complex thing we do with urban planning. But in the 1960s, when a lot of these zoning rules were created, we end up designing neighborhoods around the fire truck and around the trash truck and around the sewage pipes and things like that. And those are all important things. But acknowledging all of those things, how do you achieve these broad sustainability goals we have? How do we meet the Paris Accords? So the United Nations has been looking at this, and the Earth Institute at Columbia University started the Accelerating the Sustainable Development Goals program. Because they realize that people, while they've pledged all over the world to meet these ambitious targets, very few municipalities are able to get there. So they looked for projects around the world that are emblematic of an exemplary of how we can achieve these goals. And Viridian County Farm, the Thrive Collaborative portion, was selected as from, I think, 90 projects they selected from 30 different countries around the world that are showing how we can do that. And by pointing to these examples, saying this is how you can accelerate that. So it's already being used as a platform and as an example of how do you stay within the conventional boundaries of development and still make this change.
And yet the barriers continue that prevent this from becoming a reality more quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going through it pretty quickly and we'll continue to go through it quickly.
I guess it's a perspective thing, isn't it?
Because we're in a community, it's kind of the perfect storm for this to happen, right? And there's a better metaphor in there somewhere. It's not really a storm. But we're in the city of Ann Arbor. We've got a city council. We've got a community that really understands what we're trying to do, that are trying to achieve these ambitious goals and want to achieve them and recognize some of these barriers and these misaligned incentives that we're trying to line up.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Thrive Collaborative founder Matt Grokoff about the sustainable net zero Viridian at County Farms development in Ann Arbor. Now, as you mentioned, the Earth Institute at Columbia University recently announced Viridian is being honored with inclusion in the United Nations Gallery of Projects around the world that exemplify ways to accelerate the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. When you heard that you were going to get that announcement, must have made you very proud.
Yeah, it was kind of it was a double-edged sword for me. This is the problem with climate anxiety. First, it's like, yes, that's amazing. That's wonderful that people are acknowledging this project and recognizing it. And then once I stepped back from it, I said, wow, really? There's only six projects in the United States that are being recognized, and we're one of them. So the sad part of that is that there's not enough of these. So this really does need to be a platform for change. We need to all be doing this. All new development should be all electric as a baseline. They should be including mechanisms for affordability and affordable housing. They should be including mechanisms for making sure we have restored ecosystems and food production and things like that. The other exciting thing about this project is that the Thrive Collaborative has registered our parcel for the Living Community Challenge, which is one of the world's most ambitious sustainability standards, and it's based on actual performance, not on forecast.
And through that Living Community Challenge, the notion is that we could make these kinds of developments every bit as profitable and every bit as viable economically as traditional developments, and it would be better for the community, correct?
Yeah, and again, this is why Viridian at County Farm is the perfect place to start this, because we have a forward-thinking county who is providing this land for us at a reduced rate inside of a 130-acre park near a Whole Foods, near one of the lowest income neighborhoods in the country, near one of the highest income neighborhoods in the country. So you've got this fabulous piece of real estate that in itself is an amazing real estate opportunity. So now we say, let's take that opportunity and start there. And show how this can be profitable and show how we can do this and show how the community will come together and help make this happen from a regulatory perspective, from an investment perspective, and from a neighborhood perspective.
And I do want to talk investment. Our Issues of the Environment conversation with Thrive Collaborative's Matt Grokoff continues on 89.1 WEMU. One of the fascinating pieces in this development puzzle is the manner in which a portion of the project will be funded and the opportunity for community members to actually become investors and stakeholders. How are you opening opportunities to the public as a whole, as opposed to perhaps that top 3% that traditionally make the investments in these kinds of developments?
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head. It's typically just the top 3% of income that is allowed to invest typically in real estate. So my partners, Dave Eifrid and Joey Jonah, are all part of the storied Jonah family, and they've been developing with their family for years and years in Southeast Michigan. The pathway for conventional development investing really limits the general public being able to invest in real estate. So now more and more people are looking for ways to divest their portfolios, whether they're lower income or medium income or higher income folks, divest their incomes from things that are doing harm. So people are looking for what's called social impact investing.
Right. Get out of the fossil fuel business.
Exactly. So there's these platforms starting to emerge online to allow people to invest. So we're one of the first, if not the first, net zero energy development that is opening up to this crowdfunding. And it's not like Kickstarter, which is donation. It's actually an investment opportunity where there is the ability to use the power of your investment to leverage climate solutions. So we're going through a platform called Local Stake, and you can go there through viridianatcountyfarm.com, and you'll see a link on there on about this investment and how people in the community can invest for as little as $500 up to $100,000 as an individual in the project.
Well, I think it's clear to say this is a non-traditional development. This is a non-traditional way of raising some capital and making investment. As such, would members of the community who choose to invest expect non-traditional returns? In other words, are you saying the success of the return on investment should be viewed as something other than financial, or is it both?
It's both. By SEC rules, I'm not allowed to talk about the terms of it. So you can go to viridianatcountyfarm.com and click on the link that'll get you to Local Stakes and look at the term sheet. But I can say that the terms are typical of a conventional real estate deal. So in those terms, it's pretty conventional. But we're not just looking for that giant institutional
right.
investor. We're looking for people who understand this mission so that we can then turn around to other developers and say, look, people in your communities where you're building will want to invest in your project if you're doing it the way that benefits the community. So we're not doing the entire investment through this, but we are setting aside up to $500,000 so that the local community and people around the country who believe in these kind of investments can put their dollars towards fossil fuel, net zero energy, Living Community Challenge, communities.
Should this project meet that criteria, will Thrive Collaborative put forth more development projects like this?
You betcha. Yes, I mean, we're already looking for our next projects, because not only do we expect to make this our standard of development, we expect that we will be training other developers on how to do this and then showing municipalities that it can be done. And not only that it can be done, that it must be done. I mean, we are in a climate crisis. All of the science is telling us that is we're in a worse situation than what they had forecast only a short time ago. We have less than 11 years now to really get our act together and start moving towards zero emissions.
We have a lot of hills to climb, and I'm glad you're going to keep pedaling.
We are pedaling as fast as we possibly can. I've got two daughters that depend on it.
Matt Grokoff, thank you so much for the time today.
Yeah, I look forward to coming back soon. There's a lot of issues to discuss about this and how we can transform the way conventional development is done.
That is Matt Grokoff, founder of the Thrive Collaborative and lead partner of the Viridian at County Farm Solar Power Net Zero Mixed Income Development in Ann Arbor, and our guest on issues of the environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you can find additional information and access on the Issues of the Environment archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.